Welcome to the Clear Shots Podcast with Seth Skinner and Jake Jones.
What's up, guys? It's just us today, so enjoy episode 53. You ever heard that
No.
Magenta 6 song? I don't think we're allowed to say Maroon 5. Oh, shit.
You didn't say all of it.
Magenta 7?
I don't even know, man.
Auburn 6?
I feel like everybody's talking about them now.
Because he took his shirt off.
That's the big thing. That was the big thing about the Super Bowl.
I love that that was a controversy. That apparently was something that people were upset about, was that he took his shirt off.
Yep.
They were like,
everybody freaked out when we saw Janet Jackson's nipple, but nobody said anything when Adam Levine took his shirt off.
And?
It's a good point. They saw his nipple, too.
Yeah, they saw both of his.
But it wasn't a wardrobe malfunction.
No, it wasn't. It was completely intentional.
I don't think the other thing was a wardrobe malfunction.
Well, this is the thing. They want to say it because it makes them feel good, to, like, equate nipples and stuff. But I guarantee you, if like last whatever year Katy Perry was on, if she just took out her tits in the middle of the show, people would have been,
oh my god, I can't believe she's doing that.
Yeah, but didn't they like rip her thing off? Didn't the guy like rip her fucking boob thing off?
You're talking about Janet Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had, I'm pretty sure if I recall correctly, her fucking, her jacket had a bottle opener on it, or it was made of bottle openers. All I know is Justin Timberlake tried opening his beer up with her, or the buckle on her coat, and it ripped her tit out. Yeah.
I don't remember it at all.
I watched it recently just to see if it was as bad as people think it was, and it wasn't that bad.
Of course it was. It was awful.
Yeah, I mean, we had to see Janet Jackson's tit.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like, I don't know. Janet Jackson, I feel like, didn't have a ton of popularity, so. I mean, she was Janet Jackson, but she wasn't the other
Jackson. She wasn't Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, let's be real.
She was trying to, like, elevate herself, I think. Yeah. And when you put your titty out, it, you know, it does work. That's why everybody's talking about Magenta 6.
Magenta 7, actually. That doesn't sound, it rolls out the tongue better.
Was there five people in the band? Okay, so I wonder where the maroon came from. It's just a cool word. You know,
I don't wonder. I don't care.
I mean, somebody's got to know.
Why not Red 5 or Purple 5? I guess maroon just sounds distinguished. Why don't they call
themselves? Because Red 5 is a fucking dye.
The distinguished five. Hey, guys, we're the distinguished five.
we're just going to play some tunes for you.
The distinguished five would all be like, hipsters with the twirly mustaches,
right? And there has to be five of them, though.
There'd only be four of them, and the fifth one would ironically be the fans.
Yeah,
just like the 12th man.
Well, you have to have the fifth man like just show up at certain shows, so he's like a surprise guest. You know what I mean? You gotta have like a gimmick. I feel like
you have to have a shtick.
That's what gets you over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What bands have a gimmick that, like, that sold them, though? Besides, like, Maroon 5.
Kiss.
Kiss, yeah.
Maybe.
It's all probably bands from the 80s and shit. Right. I can't think of any bands nowadays that are, like,
What's the one? Gimmick. Is it Slipknot or Gwar that dresses up and shit and jizzes on people?
That's Gwar. Slipknot, they all wear masks.
Okay.
They don't show their faces in public. That's right. Too. Hollywood Undead does what Slipknot does. But okay. They're garbage.
Yeah. They're wicked bad. They needed the gimmick.
They needed the gimmick just to be on Madden 09, and then they were never heard from again.
They were in UFC.
Oh, they were.
Undisputed 09, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, 09 was their year.
It was. They're like, shit, dude, the fame's never going to end.
Holy shit, UFC.
We're on Madden 09. We're in Undisputed 09. We're in Saints Row 2.
Yeah.
Dude, the sky is the limit for Hollywood Undead.
Yeah, it's nowhere but up from here. Nowhere but up. Well, I mean, they're dead now, right? But they'll be undead soon. They're coming back. They'll make a comeback. I'm pretty sure their first album was just called Hollywood Undead.
Yeah. And it was them dressed up in front of the Hollywood sign. And I'm pretty sure the Hollywood sign said undead.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I guarantee you, I'm like, I remember because there was a weird period where because I grew up listening to like classic rock and Nine Inch Nails and Marilyn Manson. And then there was a weird period where I was like, you know what? People don't like me that much because I listen to better music than them. I'm going to listen to completely different stuff for like a year. And I only listened to
the good stuff.
I only listened to like Hollywood Undead, and like I tried listening to punk rock and like skater music. And, that was a bad time. I remember I bought the soundtracks to all of the
Madden games.
No, what was it? It was the soundtrack to Call of Duty Black Ops 1.
I didn't know they even had one.
Yeah. Like, you know how
I didn't even know they played, like, I'm pretty sure Call of Duty usually just plays like
an orchestral music or whatever. Like, they had in the zombie maps, if you did certain things, they would play like heavy metal songs.
Oh, okay.
And I bought them. And I thought I was the coolest thing ever because I actually listened to
They were original songs?
What the fuck was their name? Yeah, they were original songs for zombies.
Okay.
And I thought I was the shit because I listened to, I'm like, yeah, you listen to fucking Van Halen?
You don't listen to Call of Duty?
Yeah, it's like, you don't listen to Elena Sigmund? Or whatever the fuck her name is? Elena Sigmund? And I was like, I'm just cooler.
Yeah, I'm going to the Call of Duty show.
yeah. Go to see COD live.
Yeah, they're playing with fucking
Hollywood Undead.
Hollywood Undead opens for Call of Duty.
Oh my god.
They just have scenes of like Nazi zombies playing in the background.
Yeah.
On the big screen.
I'd watch that show. I'd watch that before I watch Hollywood Undead.
That would be pretty cool.
There was one band I listened to that I listened to I was like really, really into Blue October. Like actually really into them for a while. That was weird. That was a weird moment.
Do they have any cool songs?
They have a lot of good ones. They're a good band, but they're just so
I don't know any
angsty. They're so angsty, and they're all in there like they were all.
I'm sure
in their,
I know one of their songs. There's a bunch
of
bands.
Hate Me Today. Okay. Yep, that's it.
There's a bunch of bands where like I feel like I don't know any of their songs, and then like you play their most popular song, I'm like, oh
yeah, I know everything about these guys.
Yeah, like I know all of the members' names and also how tall they are.
Yeah. I listened to a lot of Blue October. I can't remember. There was a period. Like, I only listened to greatest hits of bands I already liked.
Right.
So that way.
Well, that song is like a karaoke song. It was a strong karaoke song. Yeah, I feel like that's on every karaoke machine ever.
Yeah. They also have that one. I hope you be calling you to see if you're breathing. What does it go? If you're dreaming, are you dreaming? If you're dreaming, are you dreaming of me? I can't believe you actually picked. That was super huge in the early 2000s.
You sound just like him.
I probably do.
Yeah. You know, it's like it almost it almost sounds like a pop band.
Yeah, they're like a like, pop.
I feel like that's like a, it sounded like you did a Backstreet Boys song for a second.
That's all, They were like a pop emo band. Like, it was so weird. They were like super poppy.
That's when you got to blend genres.
They were like, they were like a super poppy band, but all their lyrics were about like divorce and getting his daughter taken away from him and overdosing on drugs. But it was like,
it's always that, though.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever original. It's a shame.
No.
The only time when people are original is when they're talking about Satan and killing people and shit.
Yeah, like the Suicide Boys. That's never been done before. I love them, but holy shit, dude.
Seems like, I don't know. There's too much music. I feel like they should stop making it. You know what I mean? We're running out of songs to write.
Really, the one thing that bothers me with music now, and it's the same, it's with a lot of things, is everything is just so copycat now.
Yeah, it is. Well, everybody's influenced by everybody. No one, like, just makes up their own shit. It's like, you...
No.
I don't know.
And it's hard to name unique bands. Like, my dad and I were talking on... Dead.
Maroon 5.
My dad and I were talking about how, like, classic rock is really just one decade. Like, when you think of, like, classic, like, old school rock and roll, literally just from, like, 60.
That's because they live fast, dude. They live fast.
They did. They lived fucking.
It's because they all died after their careers were over.
Yeah. They all died at 27.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, let's just do every drug. Every drug ever.
Stuff that didn't even know about yet, you know?
It was just anything that, like, would change your mindset, basically. Anything that was, like, psychoactive at all. They would be like, let's do that, and then we'll go on stage.
Yep.
And it worked.
I really hated it when, I don't listen to her, but I really didn't like the trajectory that Taylor Swift's career went on, honestly. She started off as a very humble young woman. I think she started out when she was like 15 or 16. Doing country music, which I don't like country, but she had decent songs. Had a nice voice, to now it's like, oh, I'm going to do the same thing that every other woman is doing and dress in skimpy clothes and shake my ass, but I'm going to act like I'm against it, and I'm going to act like I'm actually still humble, even though, you know.
Right. I think producers get their hands on these people.
Yeah, and this isn't a knock at Taylor Swift. Like, she's amazing, amazingly talented, and she's definitely going to where the money is. But at the same time, it's like, you know, did you really have to detract from your roots that much to get this successful?
Yeah, that's they didn't.
No,
but like, what happens is they sign a record deal, and the fucking guys are like, "Hey, you should wear less clothes," and
yeah,
like, we'll do a camera on your ass, and then we'll do a camera
in your ass.
Yeah.
Well, it's like,
you're gonna have to stick this up your butt for this one.
I had that problem with the Black Keys. I don't know if you ever listened to the Black Keys that much, but they started off as
Alicia Keys?
Yeah. They started off as like a very raw, like, funky blues, old school rock and roll band but they released their first, you know, CD in like 2002. And then like their last two or three albums
those were good ones.
I mean, they're still good albums, but it's like they are just, you know, their first four or five albums, whatever, up until Brothers, which was 2010.
Yeah.
Were like very raw and, you know.
They were real, man. You could feel it.
I wanted to say that. Yeah. And to now it's like very expertly produced and very.
Things are
samey,
over.
Very samey.
I think things are overproduced like a lot.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, just when you get into it, that's part of the reason, like, it's part of the reason things are bad, and also part of the reason things are good now.
Yeah.
Because there's less music produced. Like, you don't have to get to, like, signed to a label anymore. Like, you can do things yourself just because of the spread of the reach of the internet and shit. Like, so you don't have to cater to what a company wants, like a record company wants.
Yeah.
Which means that any band that's shitty that has a following is gonna get big, and any band that's good and has a following is gonna get big as well. So you get like a lot of fucking music that's, you don't get like I don't know, like, you don't seem to get pop mainstream music anymore.
It's all hip-hop and rap.
Yeah. And it seems like those record companies are taking those people and trying to make them the idols that people look up to, which is the worst fucking thing you could do.
Yeah. Oh my God. People talk about the NFL and just professional athletes in general not being good role models. And then you look at like the top musicians. Are you kidding me?
Like, it's not even fair.
Like,
and then you wonder why the fuck people are fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, there's musicians that are like, we got to stop appropriating drug use in all of our songs. Proceeds to OD on heroin a week later. Yes. It's like, what are you trying to do here? You know,
when you take someone who has a face tattoo and you shoot them to the moon, it's like, you know, people are going to look up to him. So,
yeah.
What are you doing?
You know, who was that one guy that died? XXXTentacion.
Yeah.
We talked about him earlier.
You know, he could have come up with a better name, I think.
Definitely could have. And he also could have.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
He also could have just, like, not pushed his pregnant girlfriend down the stairs.
Well,
and then he died.
He probably had to do that.
It was his only option. But then he...
I mean, in the moment, it's
then
like...
Then he died, and you have all these people mourning him, which, yeah, it's one thing to mourn the loss of a human life, but when he's a subhuman, domestic abuser, and was like... What was the other thing? My sister was telling me about it. He was, like, put in prison, and then he was sent to, like, a higher security area because he started to... He was threatening to beat this guy to death and attempted to beat this guy to death because he was gay. And he was like, he's like, I'm not sharing a cell with a gay guy and like beat the fucking shit out of him, which like he probably didn't have to do that.
No.
But then he dies and people are like, my life is
forever changed. Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to go on.
Yeah,
like,
what a
really?
Shame.
Really? You don't know how you're going to go on without that piece of shit?
That's the thing is like, there's people that get arrested and they turn themselves around. There's also people that get arrested and then they get arrested again. And like, dude, I watched Atlanta. I started watching Atlanta again last night. It's the one with Childish Gambino. It's on FX or whatever. And Cat Williams was in the opening episode of the second season. I was like, oh my God, the last time I saw Cat Williams was forever ago. And he has 13 arrests or some shit on his name. It's like, dude, when you do it the first time, you would think that you would like stop doing it, considering he makes a shit ton of money anyway.
Yeah.
Like, what, you know, don't. Like, it's not hard. Like, that's what it's supposed to be. Like, going to jail is supposed to be the thing that causes you to turn around, like, turn the corner and fucking start doing it. It's supposed to be a punishment.
Like a deterrent.
Yeah.
And not like a, you know. Didn't he get arrested for fighting a tit? Did he get arrested for fighting a teenager or something?
Probably.
He got arrested
for,
like,
fighting. There was 13 of them that I read last night.
He got arrested for, like, fighting a kid. Like,
I went to his Wikipedia page and you go to like personal life or something and there's literally 13 paragraphs that say like in 1993 he was arrested, in 2010 he was arrested, in 2011 he was arrested.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like a paragraph every time.
I don't think it's okay to like chastise and turn all these people into outcasts because they're famous and they've committed crimes. But I don't think it's okay to
if
they don't learn anything and they don't change their ways and they,
then you know that they're not someone you look up to.
Yeah, but people don't, because I don't know if it's people want to see the good in people or if people are just stupid or both.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah, I mean. You gotta separate the art from the artist.
I know. Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
It makes sense. But
it also
like...
But people do that and then they just follow the artist sometimes instead of the art.
Yep.
Because, I mean, there's definitely people with bad music that are still really big just because of their personality, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like...
Maroon 5. Like, I don't... I feel bad... And Nickelback, too. I feel bad that they get made fun of so much because it's not like they're bad musicians and it's not like their music is bad. It's just... It gets shoved down people's throats and people just push back. But I've never heard...
The big thing with Nickelback was, like, it was played all the time. And so, like, people just get sick of it and don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's bad music.
And
the issue is...
I feel like everybody in Nickelback is probably good dudes.
Yeah.
They're good dogs, Brent.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm sure Maroon 5, they're good people.
Yeah.
I know that XXXTentacion,
yeah,
Toblerone, he was a bag of shit.
It's like, how many times...
And he died a bag of shit.
How many times has Adam Levine been arrested, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he took his shirt off and nothing even happened to him, so. Yeah,
they didn't tackle him or
he
anything.
He showed both tits.
Yeah.
He did.
He did show both tits. It is weird, though. It's a double standard, you would think.
If hey, you, man, I'm all for women being topless all the time. Fuck it. I don't give a shit.
I mean, if Janet can't do it, then how come he can, you know?
Maybe it's a race thing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Maybe it's a race thing. Weird. Maybe it's not a sexist thing. Maybe it's a race thing.
Yeah. You never know, honestly, today. It's just so easy for people to fucking tweet.
Yeah. Dude, I got called a racist on Reddit yesterday, actually.
Yeah, it's Reddit.
I mean, it's pretty easy to be called a racist. I got called a racist because I talked about how I like to watch SU basketball over the NBA. And they were like, oh, it's just because you like watching a league with more white people in it.
Oh.
Actual statement.
Okay.
Actually tried to, you know.
But isn't that.
That thought is
See,
racist.
That's what I mean. That's
the
that.
Thought. That comment that he makes is racist. Because
right.
He's immediately
jumping to that is racist. Yeah. Because that's what I never understood. Is like the person that accuses the person of racism when it's clearly not a racist statement. That's the person who should be getting the shit.
Yeah, it was like...
Because they're thinking about it that way.
There was a thing on The View. I can't remember who it was. It was either The View or The Talk. One of the girls on there were talking about The Wall like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, Donald Trump, if you kick out all the Mexicans, who's going to be the maids for all your hotels? And it's like, wait a minute. They roasted her. They roasted the shit out of her for that. And like she had to apologize. But it's like...
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it... I don't know. It's so weird because I was listening to our last episode. We were talking about how Cass, like if he was black and traveled across the country, it'd be a different situation. Like,
yeah,
he'd get into a lot more shit.
Definitely would have.
And it's so weird because there's such a... As much as people want to think that racism is, like, dying, it's not.
No.
Like, there's so many fucking people out there that still think that way. And it's fucking really unfortunate. Because the only way to kill racism is to stop thinking about it at all. Like, it's to stop considering that, like, color as even a factor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it reminds me of the South Park episode with the flag.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Like, where they don't see anything wrong with the flag because a white person is the same as a black person.
Yeah.
It's very strange. And I feel like
the flag was hilarious, though. It was like four white guys and then a black stick figure hanging.
But it's exactly the point. Like, oh, they don't see a problem with it because whites and blacks are equal.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, that's really what
and
it is.
And then I love that they improve it by just adding, like, an Asian guy and a black
they
guy.
Add,
to
yeah,
the
yeah
crowd.
They like, color the other stick figures, like, orange and, like, yellow and shit. It's just, that's the way. I think time is the only thing that's going to change it, you know? Till people that believe that start dying off. It's like, I think there's always going to be an amount of people that think that way. It's just always going to live on. Just like there's always fucking people that believe in the Nazi regime or some shit. Like, it's always going to be there. But it's like, it's hard to kill something off when it's been established so well, you know?
You know what's crazy, too, is that I guarantee you that something bad would have happened to Cass if he was a woman and tried to do that.
Right. Well, something bad could have happened to him anyway.
That's a good point. He's lucky that nothing bad happened to him at all, now that we're being honest.
I mean, yeah.
Fucking.
But, like, certain...
Especially when he was talking about that BDSM house that he stayed in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
that's
true.
Straight out of Pulp Fiction, dude. Yeah. When it was, like, the husband and wife and, like, the sister, and they were doing, like, tying each other up and shit.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But there are certain parts of America that... You would be.
Wonder if he bookmarked that house. Yeah. I wonder if that's an Airbnb.
Yeah, like he draws a red X on his
just
map.
Just an incest BDSM manor.
Yeah. It's just a swingers.
My phone's all the way over there. I was going to Google it.
Yeah, it's on.
The incest brothel.
Yeah.
Family owned and operated since 1966.
That's the thing is, when you're just fucking walking across, or you're skateboarding across the country, staying wherever, you're probably going to run into something like that. There's a lot more people that do that shit than you think, probably.
Yeah. dude, somebody's in those message boards.
Right.
You know, it's not all one account, man.
Yeah. There's definitely people with, like, the black leather masks with the zipper on them and shit, you know?
Yeah.
What is the zipper for? They could just not talk, right? I mean, if you have a mask that covers your mouth, you can still talk through it. You know? I never understood that. And every time I see a movie where, like, someone's kidnapped and they have a piece of duct tape over their mouth, I'm like, just open your mouth, because it's not, it's duct tape. Like, I've had duct tape over my mouth before, and I've opened my mouth and talked through it. It's not that difficult. It does not, it's not adhesive. It doesn't, it's not that adhesive to your skin, especially if you have facial hair.
Yeah, that's why I have a goatee.
Yeah.
Because that way, if
I. Because then if I get kidnapped, they have to shave me first.
That's a time waster.
I mean, really. If you're at home right now and you got duct tape, try it. Those movies are inaccurate.
Everybody has duct tape in their house, right? Yeah.
I think so. It's one of those things that, like, everyone has, but no one buys.
No. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you always have it.
Yeah.
It's weird. There's a lot of shit like that, though. Plungers. Tape is one of the fucking number one things, though.
Glue.
Yep. Like, no one goes to the store and buys glue. Like, when you move into a new house, you basically already have it. Like, that's the only time you buy it, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you just have it for the rest of your life, because you don't, it's not like you use fucking Elmer's every day.
How often do you use duct tape?
Right. How often
you have
you
a
work
tape measure
ducts?
Sitting there. I wonder how often you use that tape measure.
Yeah.
Never. Every but other, you know what?
Every couple of days. The only time you do is measuring your dick.
That, but I was going to say, if someone was like, dude, we need your help. We have to measure our dicks. Do you have a tape measure? Right. You're like, yep, it's, I got it. I know where it is.
Of course I do. I have like, there's like 12 of those here in like different space, in different areas. Just because I don't
measure
know,
your dick that often.
Yeah. I don't know that. I don't know that anybody's bought a tape measure in the last 20 years, because everybody fucking has one.
Everybody has multiple ones.
Right.
Just like how we have...
They must come in like 12 packs.
In my house, we literally have a drawer that's like four different screwdrivers. And it's like two Phillips heads and two flat heads. But each one's a different color. So like each one came from a different tool set.
Yeah.
Everybody has a bunch of scissors.
Yep,
and everybody
scissors.
Has those scissors that are the... crinkle.
I mean, like, even when
freaky
you
cutters, you know,
like when you move into a place and you get like glasses and like spoons and forks and shit, it's like you get them once, basically.
Yeah,
it's like unless you throw them out on accident, that's the only time you're gonna buy like actual tools, eating tools. It's weird, but I mean, I guess like I said, I think that's probably the only time you do it is when you move and you realize you don't have enough of it. But no one ever doesn't have enough glasses. Like, you buy one set of glasses for $20 and you have them for fucking years.
Yeah.
Unless you're drunk all the time and you drop them and smash them. I had a Packers beer glass. It's like a big, tall, like a pint glass.
Mm.
And... I think one of my parents was using it one night, and rip GG on that one.
That's out. That's
yeah,
out
it's like, don't use my, I only have one glass. Like, use all the other 30 ones that you have.
That's a lot of whiskey.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, Maroon 5 is like, they're pretty great.
Yeah, I like that we started making fun of Maroon 5 and ended up to like, you know, House
Shot,
Essentials.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you got to talk about how it seems like nobody talks about it, you know? Somebody's got to cover the topic. Nobody talks about glue and house shot glasses.
That's my backup area.
That's my backup bottle, yeah.
To transfer booze to and from my house. I can't, like, a flask only holds 5 ounces. This holds 16.
Mm.
A flask. Everybody knows I have to drink 16 ounces of hard liquor a night.
Yeah.
It's actually becoming an issue.
I mean, a flask is just a incognito thing. It's a stealth.
Actually,
mode.
I don't know what happened to my flask.
They can't be expensive. They're just fucking.
I bought. I actually think. Yeah, I bought it at Walmart for like $5.
But it's weird because, like, anytime someone has a flask, you know what they're drinking out of it. Like, no one drinks fucking high C out of a flask, you know?
It's a good idea, though.
Right? That is a good idea, but everything tastes a little tinny.
Yeah. That's why it's... Have you noticed it's super easy to drink liquor out of a flask? Yeah. I never have an issue drinking liquor out of a flask.
Yeah.
But I do have an issue if you pour it
glugs,
in a glass.
It glugs a little, though.
It does. That's... Yeah, it's like when I drink my coconut water.
Yeah.
The glug, 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 glug.
Yeah. That gets rid of the stealth, you know, if you're glugging.
Wow. I don't know. The fucking... The fanny pack flask that my uncle brought to the Bills game was clutch.
Those are cool.
That was sweet. I think honestly, we talked about it, right? He, for those that don't remember, if we didn't even, my uncle brought a fanny pack flask to the Bills game we went to a few months ago, and it fits a handle of liquor.
Under his gut.
So it looked like a fucking, gut was hanging over his shirt, but it was just a fucking pouch.
Right. That's really the way to go. I mean,
and, it fits I think it fits 2 liters in one pouch.
I don't remember. Did it pour?
Or was it 1 liter?
Do you have to drink out of it? Is there a hose?
There was a spout, and it came out like a dick.
Like his dick? Yeah.
He didn't bring it into the stadium, but he had it when we were tailgating.
Why wouldn't you? Isn't that what it's for, to bring it in the stadium?
Yeah.
How do you even... Like, if you're security, you can't really find that, I guess. Because they just do the metal detector.
You don't get a pat down. I don't remember getting a pat down.
I don't either.
They watch you take everything out. They watch you check your
out of your pockets. Yeah.
And then you get, yeah.
It's just funny that people even sell those, like, and come up with that idea.
Yeah.
It's like people are so desperate to get shit into places.
To get drunk.
Yeah.
Places they're not
supposed
to be.
It's like that person that invented that was not so a sober person. Like, it wasn't a person who never touched alcohol in their life. It was definitely a person who drinks regularly. It
definitely wasn't a person that was like, this will be perfect for high C.
Right. Like, what if I want to fucking... What if I bring it... Oh, my God. That's true, though. I mean, you could. It's just, you're dead.
I hiccuped up and coughed at the same time.
Yeah. That's, yeah, no one puts Tang in it and fucking walks into the...
Tang, though?
Right.
Tang's better than high C. Oh, my God.
I mean, like...
Excuse me.
You could get one with a hose and have, like, Gatorade in it if you're, like, a runner or something.
Well, don't they have those?
That'd be pretty sick. A backpack, yeah, but then you're carrying more weight.
Yeah.
You would think.
I remember one of my
buddies. Or you could always wear one of those hats, the soda drink hats.
He was number one.
They sell those, but they all suck. Like, all the ones you get are, like, the novelty ones that are, like, wicked shitty. And they don't really hold, like, they hold a can.
And it's it's wicked awkward to wear because you have two cans of beer on your head.
Yeah. Like, you got to drink them at the same time. Because if you drink one, then one's, like, heavier than the other. You got to balance them out. And you can't drink soda through a fucking straw because that's fucking gross. It turns into, like, foam.
Yeah.
But people do it. I hate that so much. I fucking hate when someone has a can of soda
with a straw,
and they have a straw on it. That is the most annoying shit I've ever seen, dude.
I don't
stop.
I've seen that.
I've seen it. Just don't do it. Like,
does it
do
make
not
you that mad?
It really pisses me off because you have a mouthpiece on it. Like, that's what it's for, and it's a small. Cans are not that big.
What if it's a little kid?
No, because they should have it in a sippy cup, dude.
True.
Like, if you're going that young,
kids shouldn't be drinking soda anyway. Like, a 5-year-old probably
not.
Probably shouldn't be drinking soda,
but they're gonna because they're kids.
Yeah,
and parents don't give a shit.
You know what pisses me off?
Like, yeah, you want some Sierra Mist?
You know what pisses me off is when you go to a place and you order a drink, you order a soda, and it is like 75% ice.
Mm-hmm.
And or
it's also flat as shit.
That, but also when you get a water and it's no ice. Like, it's a water with, like, half a cube in it.
Yeah.
But then you order a soda, and it's all the ice from everybody else's waters.
Yeah. We got a water here. Yeah. And then they take all the ice, throw it in a pile.
They're like, fuck this guy. Fuck up his Mr. Pibb, dude.
It's probably just easier for them. They don't have to put ice in or water in it, because they don't have to. It doesn't cost them anything. It doesn't cost them anything to put ice in the fucking water.
No.
So, I mean, I guess it makes sense. And obviously, they want to just load everything up with ice because they use less of it.
Well, we both worked in food service. You know how cheap it is for soda for restaurants like
it's
that?
It's really cheap. It's
fucking disgustingly cheap. But they still
make
cheap.
A shit ton of money because they can just put a million fucking pieces of ice in it.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, it makes sense. And you're just going to order another one.
Mm.
And they're fucking $2.75, like, if you're at a dinner or something.
Yeah, and every third one is twice the price or something right. Stupid. I love the places, like, I love Ruby Tuesday.
You have to have it so that, like, if you buy one, it's free refills. Like, that's the only
That's the only way you're getting me to drink soda. Since I turned 21, if it's free refills, I'll start my night off with a Coke. You know? That way I can have, like, two drinks, then finish the night with, like, a Sprite, you know?
Right.
Or a ginger ale. But
if I'm paying that much, I'm just going to get a Heineken.
Yeah. I love Ruby Tuesday, though, because their mixed drinks are the same prices as sodas. Their sodas are like $3 a piece, and their mixed drinks are $4 mm-hmm. a piece.
That's what I mean. It's like if I'm going to pay $2, $3, I'm just going to get a beer.
Then you could spend an extra dollar to have it be a bigger version of your mixed drink.
Yeah.
Remember my dad and I, one night we were there, we ordered Long Islands. We spent $6 instead of $4, and our Long Islands were seriously like that tall. They were like 20-ounce Long yeah. Islands, you know? Because booze is cheap if you're a restaurant like that. And you'll pay extra for the premium booze in your mixed drink, but you're getting the cheap shit.
You're not. Yeah. That's the thing. I feel like even when you order a double, they don't really have to do that much. Like, I feel like you're not going to know how much they put in it unless you're at a bar. That's the only time you see.
Yeah.
So it's fucked up. I feel like restaurants can rip you off pretty good. But you're paying for the atmosphere.
You're basically paying to have somebody cook food for you.
Yes.
That's what the thing is. You're not paying to have a nice meal. That's just a bonus.
Right.
You're paying for at least like at chain restaurants like TGI Fridays or Ruby Tuesday or
right, because if you went there and just paid for what the food costs, you're saving like $50 probably. Guaranteed. If you're going with your family.
Well, who are we talking to that worked at Ruby Tuesday? Wasn't it? Yeah, Cass was telling us about. Yeah, we were talking about Ruby Tuesday with Cass, and he was talking about how like 90% of the stuff there is microwaved.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean,
why wouldn't it be?
Yeah,
doesn't make it not as good. It still tastes good.
I mean, I think people would be surprised. Like, a lot of the high-end restaurants do that shit, too. It's all about speed.
Yep.
Get it the fuck out. Get it cooked. So, like, just get it to the point where it's not going to kill the person to eat it. I've watched too much Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I don't know, like, even at the nursing home, a lot of the stuff that would be like, oh, yeah, we have a homemade casserole is actually just, you know, pre-mixed and we just add the mm-hmm. shit to it.
Yeah, it's you know? When you start working in food service, you start recognizing a lot of that shit. It's weird. Because even when I worked at Wendy's for like a fucking month, I like, they would take all of the burnt burgers and just throw them in this like bucket on the side and then it would just be used for chili. Like at the end of the night, they would just put it all in chili. So you're basically just eating burgers that like, the way the grill works is instead of taking the burgers off the grill when they're done, you just leave them on there until they're too fucking burnt. And then you use them for chili. So, like, you basically just put on, like, a certain number based on how, like, busy the place is. And then you just fucking sit there and, like, hope that someone orders a junior bacon cheeseburger and you can throw one out.
Wendy's is pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's just that it's fucking, their process is so weird and very wasteful as well.
Yeah, because they have to do the all fresh thing, right?
Yeah, they have to.
Everything's fresh, never frozen.
It has to be never frozen.
So nothing lasts that long because it's not frozen.
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure, like...
They also, it's like, the shit that they these places pay for their fucking suppliers, it ain't shit compared to what they're getting for it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's business. That's how it fucking works. And the more they can spread that gap out, like, how much they're charging you and how little they're paying, dude, the more they can spread that out, the more they're going to make.
There were literally times at the manor where we'd be like, oh, they really, I mean, I didn't have no control over it, and I'm not trying to, you know, bash them. This is just something that, this is a fact.
Yeah.
You know, we have a product that is amazing, completely superior than the other one, but this one is 5 cents cheaper.
Right.
Oh, yep, we'll do that.
Yep.
It's way worse, but it's 5 cents cheaper, so we're going to buy the cheaper
one. It's not even a question, though, because quality is like... They feel like they, a lot of places know they have a fucking customer base already, so if they change it and it's not that drastic of a change.
You're in a nursing home, motherfucker. What are you going to do?
Right.
Leave because of the food?
There's no, there's nothing else they can do. They really have no choice at that point. But I mean, like, even when I worked at Ponderosa, we would like, if we ran out of potatoes, we'd be like, oh, let's put them in the microwave for fucking X amount of time. But it's like, that's not that much faster than putting them in the oven. Like, just put them... It doesn't make any sense. And they don't taste as good.
See, the big thing with going out, too, is consistency.
Yeah.
That's why everything's produced that way. You know, when you want it, when you go to a
Ruby
Tuesday...
They want it to be the same every time.
If you go to a Ruby Tuesday and you get the smokehouse burger and you like it, you know, next time you go and you order it, you know you're going to get the same experience. I think that's a big thing, too. That's a problem I have with a lot of places, which is why I don't go to, like, Applebee's or Red Lobster.
Because it's not the same every time.
Yeah, well, but I'll still go to Ruby Tuesday. Or TGI Fridays is actually a good place. It's a fun place to go to.
Yeah, that's where it gets tough, though. It's like, I don't know. I guess if you're going there for something specifically, yeah. But, like, if you go to a restaurant you've never been to and you just want to order something... I mean, chances are you know what it tastes like because you've had it before.
Yeah, you're not
like,
going to be
like... if
you get
a cheeseburger, you're like, I know what a cheeseburger tastes like.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
If it tastes like fucking lobster or something, you're going to know something's wrong. But chances are it ain't going to taste like lobster, so.
Mm.
But, like, if you don't go there all the time, it doesn't fucking matter what it tastes like. You know it tastes like a fucking cheeseburger.
That's the thing, too, is that fucking Pizza Villa. Let's talk about it. I got Pizza Villa the other day.
Did they put the pepperoni under the crust?
Yeah, I told them to.
Or under the cheese.
Under the cheese. They put under the pepperoni under the crust.
It's on the bottom of the...
It's just stuck to the bottom of the slice.
They use Elmer's.
No, but it's like, I've been getting Pizza Villa since I've been born, basically. And it's been open since 1966. Like... But I was talking to my dad about it, and I'm like, Dad, I go... it's convenient we're talking about consistency. I go, is Pizza Villa the same now as it was when you were my age or when you were a kid? And he's like, it's exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so popular still.
Right.
Because back, that was the 60s. Pizza Hut was barely a thing.
Pizza
Domino's
Hut changed
didn't
completely. I'm sure Pizza Domino's Hut changed cock. As well.
Yeah, but you get Pizza Villa, decent price. It was $11 for a large pepperoni pizza.
Right.
Not bad. It's a good pizza. And you know what you're getting.
Yeah, you do.
You can get the pepperoni on top of the cheese,
I mean,
too.
You have to get the pepperoni on top of the cheese. Because otherwise it ruins the sauce. If you're in the area, go to Pizza Villa, though.
Yeah, if you're in Oswego, that is the best pizza in ever. There's not
I mean, if you're going to play Halo 3... for 6 hours, like, in the near future, then you go to Pizza Villa first.
Yeah.
And you get a sheet pizza.
Yep.
It's really the only option, honestly. They should be sponsored by... Halo should be sponsored by Pizza Villa.
Speaking of Halo, you know what I had for the first time the other day? It was the new Mountain Dew Game Fuel. Because I was like, that looks not so bad.
What is it for? Is it for Halo?
It's just its own thing now.
Oh, they
Game
just
Fuel
sell
is its own thing. It's Mountain Dew with extra caffeine.
The orange shit? Oh, it's just a yeah. energy drink, basically?
Yeah, it's
well, they did that shit energy drink. What is it called? Mountain Dew... Oh my god, I don't remember what it's called. But there's an energy drink that they made, and it was fucking terrible. They used to sell it at the movie theater.
Kickstart,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, that stuff is... Yeah, that's gone. I don't think they make that anymore.
It wasn't great.
It has too much juice.
Yes.
Because part of it was like, we got real fruit juice in there, but it's just a concentrate, so you just get too much of a strong... It's almost like it's got the taste of like cough syrup.
Yes. They had like the berry flavor at the movie theater, and I used to do half regular Mountain Dew and then put the Game Fuel or the Kickstart into the other half because otherwise you have to dilute it because it's just way too intense of a flavor. And it's not a good flavor either. It's so like chemical tasting.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Especially from a fucking...
tap?
Yeah, like from a fucking fountain. Whatever they are, fountain drinks.
But I was going to say I had the Mountain Dew Game Fuel and it's not so bad. It's actually pretty good.
It used to be good. I don't know if it's the same thing.
I don't remember it when I was younger. I don't remember ever having it really. But it's in a 16-ounce resealable can.
Well, they did the Halo 3 one, and they did like a Call of Duty one. They did like a World of Warcraft one.
Yeah, Battlefield did Monster. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
If you bought Monster,
Destiny did Monster too. Yeah. I think
if you bought Monster cans with Battlefield on it, it gave you points in game.
You get like or you get like I don't even remember what it was. Like, there's certain... You just get a code for some shit or whatever.
Yeah.
People would probably sell those on G2A.
One of my coworkers doesn't drink Monster, but he plays a lot of Battlefield. And he bought, like, a case of the Battlefield 1 Monsters and just gave me all the Monster. He redeemed all the codes and just gave me all of it. And I was like, that was dope. Got, like, a dozen Monsters for free.
Yeah. I wonder what the codes are. Are they?
I think they were. I'm pretty sure it was literally just for points in game.
It has to be right on the can, though.
Loot boxes.
Because couldn't you just walk into the store and start using codes? Like,
you probably could. Yeah,
that seems ridiculous.
How did he get the codes off there?
Yeah, it has to be covered up by some, like a McDonald's Monopoly piece.
I think that might have been what it was.
Those things are bullshit, too, because you never win. I remember, like, way back in the day when they used to, like, I had the fucking board and shit. And there's, like, a couple pieces that, like, they knew that were, like, essential to winning, basically, and those ones would never show up.
Yeah. I always got the ones that were, like, you get a free Egg McMuffin. Or,
right. They're not even Monopoly pieces. Those are just free fucking...
What's the one that's the pancake as the sandwich? Is that the McGriddle?
The McGriddle, yeah.
Yeah, those are ridiculous. So dangerous.
Those are so ridiculous. And then, but the thing is, like, you eat one of those, and you're like, God damn it, why did I? You're like legitimately pissed.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I cannot do it. It's just like a fucking pancake soaked in syrup,
with bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, it's used as a bun for bacon, egg, and cheese. Is what it is. It's so genius, but fucking awful. And you're like. When you think about it, it doesn't seem like it would work that well.
Pancakes are too soft. Because
the sweet with the, like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like
it would
work.
You don't put
well.
Syrup on your bacon?
No, not really.
No.
I like the
pure. I definitely don't put syrup on eggs and cheese.
No, that's what I mean. It's like a weird combination. Like, they're breakfast foods. They're all breakfast foods. It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense at the same time.
I think it would work better with a waffle. But you don't put anything on the waffle. You just have the crisp. Or even French toast. Oh, just pulling this on the eye. I went to put my hand back on my... to frame my face like this, and I just went right in
the French toast got you, dude.
The French toast got me. Oh.
Yeah.
What do you like more, pancakes, waffles, or French toast?
I'm going to go with waffles. I like the crispiness. They're more or less the same thing as pancakes, but they're crispier.
Yeah.
And with French toast, I ate too much of it in middle school. I did it every single morning. And
like the sticks?
Yeah.
Those were legendary, though.
And I had way too many of them. So now, even when I think about them now, I'm like, I'm going to vomit because I had way too many of them regularly. I don't eat that much breakfast food, though. That's the thing. No. If I do, it's not in the morning. It's just like at night.
Because that's the best time to get breakfast food is when it's nighttime.
When it's not breakfast. Yeah. Yes. Which is funny because no one eats dinner food in the morning. Like most of the time. No one eats like a fucking wakes steak. Up and gets a steak. Yeah. And fills and gets that heavy stomach imagine, going. Though?
On a day off, you could totally do that.
Like, no one's getting fettuccine Alfredo for breakfast.
I've made, like, spaghetti for breakfast.
Right. Lunch foods are weird, too, though, because you can get them for, you can have them for lunch or dinner, but I don't think lunch foods really go for breakfast.
What's a lunch
either.
Food? Like a grilled cheese?
Right, or like a fucking sub, like a sandwich of some sort.
Yeah, nobody eats a bologna sandwich for breakfast.
Does anybody eat bologna sandwiches at all?
I do. I don't mind them, but I douse them with hot sauce, so they're not really. It's more like a hot sauce sandwich with bologna on it. Yeah. Like hot sauce with a side of bologna.
Yeah. Hot sauce sandwich with a bologna topping.
Hot sauce sandwich featuring bologna.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I
guest starring American sandwich. Cheese.
I feel like I was 8 when I had a bologna sandwich. Last time I had a bologna sandwich.
I thought I hated bologna for the longest time, and then one day that's all we had in
what
the
house.
What
is it even made of? It seems so fucking fake. It seems like a fake, it's like as fake as a hot dog, like a pulled pork hot
I think
dog.
It's all the same thing. I think it's pork, chicken, and beef. Like,
so it's like the S.
But they have bologna that's not that. They have bologna that's an actual, it's not a cut, but it's like, you know, you can get fresh bologna at a deli that's actually really good.
Yeah, it's all bologna.
Like Bosco's has fresh bologna that's amazing.
It's such a fucking funny word. Like it's spelled so weird.
Bologna? Yeah, B-A-L-O-G-N-A.
Bologna.
Yeah.
It's so fucking weird.
That's
dude.
A load of bologna.
There's fucking some words that are just...
I like pastrami the most, dude. Pastrami is godly.
Yeah, pastrami's not bad.
Pastrami's great. It's better than salami.
Yeah, pastrami and salami and bologna.
Well, what was it? The Italian mix sandwich at Groffalo's that I was telling you about. Not minestrone, that's a soup.
Minestrone.
I need a shot of bruschetta.
Shotty.
Kawasaki.
Manicotti.
Bruschetti.
Yeah, I need a shot of bruschetti.
Shot of bruschetti.
Bruschetta.
Bruschetti.
You guys wear wigs down there?
Boom.
That fucking clipped out.
Classic.
That's such a good one. I don't have a lot of time.
Oh my god! I don't know how you come up with prank calls like that. It's so weird. I feel like he just improvs them, like just throws them out.
He was probably like sitting there with one of his friends and was like, "You know what I love about Italian food?"
It sounds like he.
I like bruschetta.
Yeah. He like
bruschetta.
It's like I feel like bruschetta. He definitely improvised most of it, and he also like because when we used to do prank calls, it was like. We would come up with all of it beforehand for the most part. Except for Krusty Ass. He was pretty good at it.
Krusty Ass was the best. That's what I got microwave from.
Yeah. He would just come up with it on the fly, though. And he would ask about, like, seeing eye dogs and shit. Like, it's like, what the fuck? Where does he come up with this shit? That's the best, though. If you can just come up with it on the fly. I was never good at that.
No.
I was never good on the spot. I'm more of a situational comedy guy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a stand-up comedian.
Like, I find that when we're all hanging out, you get funnier the later in the night because you just reference other stuff.
Mm. I'm a callback.
You're a callback guy. You're a callback comic.
Right.
Shit.
That's why I win in Fibbage.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's just the same thing over and over. It or is. Just repetition. If you just say the same thing over and over for like 3 hours, eventually it gets people. Especially if it's a funny word. Like manicotti or bologna.
Bruschetti.
You just shot a bruschetti. You need that for delivery?
You're damn right.
That's my favorite.
It was from Off the Air, right?
Yep. The food episode. The best episode. There's that one guy that does, he like does cooking videos, stop motion with like arts and craft supplies.
Yeah, that,
that
was
shit's
cool.
Insane.
Yeah.
He has a ton of those.
I think we showed that on here once.
We definitely showed Shenro.
We definitely show Shenro. Yeah, man.
Dude, how's that cheeseburger sub feel in your stomach right now?
I'm not even, I'm handling it.
It feels so good. It feels so good. I'm burping and I'm tasting it and I'm like, that was so delicious. Like, I don't do that often.
No, I haven't had a cheeseburger sub in a long time. Not since like the last time I had Sub Shop, I guess.
See, I can't do Sub Shop's cheeseburger. I can't, I got Sub Shop last week and it's just too, messy. I got two subs. I got a Sal Sassy in blue and
it's
then
definitely messy.
a chili pepper chicken sub. But you gotta get it
without
they
red hot chili peppers?
No, I don't know what it was. But you gotta get no oil. Cause otherwise by the time you get the sub, it's soaked. Cause they put like 3 tablespoons of oil per square inch of bread.
Yeah. They do.
It's disgusting. I don't like oil on my subs. That's just me. I don't understand people that do when mayonnaise exists or hot sauce.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably got less bad shit in it. I would imagine.
You're eating a sub. You're eating a foot of bread plus.
It's tough to get a sub that's healthy, honestly. Like, even if you go like wheat and like eliminate a bunch of toppings, it's still going to be kind
of
shit.
It's going to be a lot of calories.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be dense.
Yep. I get the oven-baked chicken at Subway because it's cheaper. Or not cheaper, but it's healthier. And it's like, and you get it on wheat, and it's still a shit ton of calories.
Yeah. It's probably at least like 700 or 800.
Yeah, I think it's 700-ish, 750.
But it's better than Wendy's. But
it's definitely better than Wendy's. But I'll give Wendy's this, though. They do have baked potatoes, which are pretty decent. And they also have salads and shit. It's like, you know, you can kind of do something. If your only option is a fast food restaurant and you're trying to stay healthy, which sometimes it is because they're the only place open late. McDonald's is a 24 hours most places. I mean, there's options. Even those options are kind of shitty.
Honestly, I've just been craving Arby's since the last time I had it. I'm really upset that I didn't take advantage of having
I honestly
Arby's.
Just get the curly fries because they're ridiculous there.
That sandwich I got on the way home from Buffalo was just way too immaculate, dude. The fucking Buffalo barbecue chicken sub with onion rings on it.
Yeah.
I didn't even finish it. It was so big.
Yeah, they have the meats, dude. You know
they
what
do.
I mean.
I don't like roast beef, though. It's weird.
Arby's is like it's different. It's fucking it's like all the other fast food places, but like the options are totally different.
Yeah,
which is a good thing. It's odd that they went out of here, but it's not because I feel like people just didn't go there for some reason.
I mean, would you go to? You have KFC, or you had KFC, A&W, Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's.
People didn't go to A&W
and Little Caesars, all right next to each other.
That's the problem. Is it's all in one spot.
Yeah.
With A&W, it was like, I liked...
A&W wasn't really fast food, though. It was kind of like...
It was a little more expensive than the other shit,
it was
too.
Like a... It was kind of like a...
It's American... It is fast food, but it's like a...
Burgers, less, right? Wasn't it just all burgers?
Yeah, it's less fast. I mean, that's the idea. It was just
where's the closest A&W to here? There's
I don't know. It's a shame, dude, because I actually liked it.
Yeah.
It was so weird being in a fucking the same building as KFC, and they dominated that building, obviously, so.
Imagine working at the A&W there and just sitting there the whole day.
Like, what the fuck? Because, like, you definitely, well, I think it's probably the same employees, which is weird.
If it actually might be.
So fucking weird. You're working at, yeah, it's like, yeah, where do you work? Yeah, I work at KFC A&W.
Like KFC A&W.
That's like, what it was. Cause you
yeah,
go to
it
the
was
because
the fucking the name tags, it's the same logos on the same name tag.
Yeah, because you would go through the drive-thru and be like, yeah, I'll have like a KFC Go Cup and a cheeseburger and fries.
Dude, Go like, Cups, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's let's talk about Go Cups for a second. let's talk about Go Cups for a motherfucking second, dude. Legendary.
They're like
$3. Yeah,
they're cheap, and like if you get two of them, you're all set. That's ball game.
You get... It was like three chicken tenders and fries.
Yeah, there's ones with like the popcorn chicken, I think.
Yeah.
Or there used to be. But the chicken tenders one's the one I always got. And then you get a side of gravy. Ball game. You gotta get the gravy, dude.
You gotta get the mashed potatoes with gravy. Yeah, and then dip your chicken tenders in there. Fuck Popeyes, dude. Actually, no, Popeyes is decent. I'm not gonna lie. Popeyes is decent. Brian, where's Popeyes?
Destiny.
Brian turned me on to Popeyes, and it was great. The first two times I had it, and then I had it a third time, and it was awful, and I won't go back.
Yeah, I told you to go to Taco Bell.
I did get Taco Bell. Remember?
You got it anyway.
I got Popeyes, and then I got up and ate Taco Bell. And then I got fucking food at the comedy club. Actually, it was mostly, it was only alcohol at the comedy club.
Yeah. It's fucking, I don't know, man. Comedy clubs where they serve food, they try to be a restaurant, and I don't know if I like that. I almost would rather, like, I don't want to hear people's silverware clanking and shit, like, during the show. And it also distracts you, like, when the fucking waiters are coming around and being like, hey, you want, like, a refill? You want another one of those? It's like, no, I'm here to watch this guy. Like,
yeah, I think the funny bone would work way better if you just got up and got your drinks yourself.
Yeah.
Or,
well, that's even less time of, that's even more missing the show though, too.
Yeah, I was going to say that cuz the where the bar is.
But it's like I can go a fucking 2 hours without
a refill.
Having to have a refill. Like I came up here for this show. Like that's why we're here. So why are you
bothering me?
Yeah, like let's not do this here. Sir.
Sir. Excuse me, sir.
I mean, last time we were there when we were sitting was like right at the stage. So it's like, you know, stage is here, like, and it's like at this level. So like you're basically like,
that was such a good show.
There's no interaction behind you. But so when the guy comes up and he's like, hey, what can I get? Like, can I get you another refill? It's like, no, dude. Like, I'm in the zone here. I'm trying to be hypnotized.
Yeah.
That's the idea of it.
I know. We were, like, so close to Brian Callen.
The kid.
We didn't get a picture with him, did we? He shook our hands. We got the pictures with Shab.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't do a meet and greet or whatever.
No.
We paid for it, though, I think, for Shab.
Yeah, you had to pay.
Because we had VIP or whatever. So we sat in front again, didn't we? That time too. Like second row or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I thought they were both good.
Yeah, I think I liked Callen more though.
Yeah. You could tell Callen sure was his more shit was ironed out. You could
tell he was more experienced. But Shab, it was honestly crazy seeing Shab. I think it was more I fanned out. I marked out more with Shab than I did with Brian Callen.
Yeah.
But I think my biggest one was definitely Stanhope. Like, right. Seeing him live, I was like, I cannot believe this is real. Like, right. I'm watching Doug Stanhope live right now.
Yeah, it almost seems weird when you see somebody who you've seen that many times.
When it's a, like, at least in my case with Stanhope, when it's a comedian that you grew up listening to, right. That you watch all the time and listen to all the time.
Like Tim Heidecker.
Yeah.
Or even Bill Burr.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot we even saw Bill Burr. We technically went together, but.
Yeah.
That was a good show because I was sober the whole time.
Yeah, that's why it's good.
Yeah. And it was great because, I love that he was trying to feel the whole crowd and then roasted everybody's political, like, or not, like, their, what, not political beliefs, but, like, their views. Like, no one was safe. Right. He would criticize one thing and get people cheering, and then he would criticize the thing that those cheering people like and hear the other crowd cheer. Like, he would turn the moans and groans into cheers.
And then flip-flop.
And flip-flop, yeah.
You know someone's a good comic when, even when they're working on the shit, still, they're still fucking killing.
Yeah.
And he does that. I feel like even his show is like right after he puts out a special, wipes his material, they're still probably good. The thing is, like, after you record your special, you still got like a month and a half or two where you can still do that material and start mixing other things in.
Yeah.
Because no one's seen it yet because it's not really out. And I think he's talking about doing a new one really soon. And I mean, it's been a while. I think Walk Your Way Out was the last one.
Mm-hmm. And that one was, it was good. It was Bill Burr. So it was a lot better than a lot of the other stuff out there.
That's the thing is, like, even if he does one that's subpar, it's still better than fucking a lot of the shit that's
Yeah, out just
there.
Like Louis. Like, Louis's worst special is still better than a lot of other people's best.
Yeah. There's fucking definitely levels. There's definitely fucking
For
levels.
Sure. That's why I really wish George Carlin was alive.
Right.
Like, I would have loved to see him live. Like, him and my dad loved Sam Kinison. I love Kinison.
How big was Kinison, though? That's what I want to know. It's like, I feel like he didn't gain a ton of popularity until recently. Mostly from Joe Rogan just hyping him up like crazy.
He got everything put on Netflix like a year or two ago. And that's when he started becoming really popular again.
Right, because I felt like in his time, Kinison was like, he definitely like changed a lot of the way it works, but he also didn't get super ridiculously famous.
Yeah, well, the thing is, was like back then, it was like in the 80s, you're basically looking at Carlin.
It's obviously harder to get big.
Yeah,
too,
right? You're looking at Carlin, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy.
I mean, Richard Pryor was ridiculous.
Bill Hicks, and then also Andrew Dice Clay was huge. Andrew Dice Clay was honestly, probably the biggest of all of them. The
star
most
power.
Mainstream, yeah. Star power wise. But then you also had all the SNL guys.
Yeah. That's not really a thing anymore either. Like, guys who do sketch shows and also do, like, are big in stand up comedy.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that's much of a thing. I think it's because a lot of them, the big guys in stand up, they also do podcasts. It takes a lot of their time. And it makes a lot of sense. It works out their fucking... They're basically working out. It's basically a workout for comedy. Especially if you're a guy like Burr or D'Elia who does it by themselves. And they're just like working with their own mind.
Yeah, and it works really well for Joey Diaz too. Because he tells stories.
Yeah, that's what
he's... And I think we were talking like, how does he remember his stories so well? And it's probably because he's a professional storyteller.
He's probably told them a million times.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because he sits there with Lee, who's at every podcast. And Lee, sometimes he'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about? I've never heard this story. Like, that's how many fucking stories he has.
Yeah.
He's got hundreds and hundreds of podcasts.
Just
out.
Nothing will ever beat the one where
But Lee's also probably in orbit. there's highlights where Lee's
Lee,
staring off like
Lee Syatt in outer space, right? Where he's what did he do? He took like 500 milligram edible.
Yeah, because Joey used to eat the fucking stars of death.
The stars of death.
And he used to like Joey's such a scumbag too, because he'd like slip him like he would like sneak him into people somehow. Like he'd tell him it's like 10 milligrams and it's fucking 500.
The one that killed me was when he was telling the story about the liquid acid or the crystal acid. No, the gummy bear acid. It was something. It was like a jujube. It was like a starburst with acid in it.
Mm.
And he told Lee that one starburst or like, you know, airhead bite of acid was like one hit, but it was actually like three or four hits at once.
I mean, what's funny is Lee is like, he'll just go with it.
Yeah.
Like, Lee's just going to
because he knows nothing bad's going to happen. He's with Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Fucking eat the thing, cocksucker.
What the fuck you doing?
What the fuck you doing over there? Yeah. He's like, I love when he criticizes Lee about how many stars he's eating and shit.
But yeah, my favorite Joey Diaz story is the one where he talks about, where's my $40? Where's my $40?
$40. He does get fucked.
You come in her mouth? Nashville, 92. Or whatever.
He gets real animated.
Yeah.
his stand-up is interesting. It's definitely different.
It's different. It's definitely, he's like a extremely raunchy Gabriel Iglesias, because I think Gabriel Iglesias is another amazing storyteller.
Yeah. It's a rehearsed story, you know, yeah. Like he's ironed it out and gotten it to the point where like it all works well.
Yeah.
Thinking with the podcast, he tells it well, which is part of the thing that impresses me is that like he can just do it all on his podcast and make it still be really cohesive and come across really well. But like even when he rehearses it, it's like he almost could have just told that story right from scratch and been fine. It's like he could probably improv. I imagine at improv shows he's really good. And Rogan's like, a friend of his, and he talks really highly of him. Yeah. But it's like
a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Honestly, like another one of my favorites too is Tom. Tom is it's just his mannerisms, his delivery. Is so good. His voice inflections.
You truly believe that that's who he is.
Yeah.
Like you believe that he's like this scummy dude.
This
that, like,
wicked, sketchy, sociopath.
Yeah.
Like especially when you watch him and he shows the video of like the guy getting pinned by the car. Yeah. And he dies laughing the whole time.
He does, he like shows those things to his guests all the time and tries to see if they're gonna laugh also at people screaming in agony.
I don't know.
And
like
he
if,
dies laughing every time. I don't know. He might be out of his mind.
I still remember the first time I saw Tom Segura. It was completely normal when that came out.
Yeah.
And I was watching. I was on Netflix and I wanted to watch stand up, and it was just his face was the whole logo, and I'm like, okay, yup.
Yeah.
I'm watching this.
It's very believable.
It's so good. It's very weird because honestly, I think Completely Normal is his best one.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of good ones. He has three specials on Netflix now.
I love how he comes out and he's like, yeah, I just started my day just now.
Yeah.
He's and like, even if it doesn't go well, it's only 1 hour. It's still a pretty fucking good day.
When he's, you know, and his voice inflections are just great. Like, I can't tell you where to travel to, but I can tell you where not to travel, wherever they film the first 48. Like, what is it? He's like, you want to know why they call it the first 48? Because after 48 hours, they give up on the murder. Like, the inflection. John Mulaney is amazing with that, too. I don't know if you've ever watched John Mulaney's stand-up.
Yeah.
He is fantastic.
Too.
Jim Gaffigan's another one that nobody talks about. I think Jim Gaffigan's great.
Yeah, he is. Gaffigan is
very
cleaner.
Very PG, yeah.
For sure.
And Norm.
I mean, so is Brian Regan.
Yeah.
You know, it's like those guys, like, they kill it just because they can breach a wider base, which is weird. I mean, I feel like if you're going to a comedy show, you got to expect
dirty, raunchy.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it the other way, but Norm, there's less people to do it for sure.
Norm is one of my other favorites too, obviously, you know.
Norm's definitely fucking great.
He has that one joke about the news.
Norm is also a little fucking out of his mind. And that goes to show you, like, you kind of gotta be.
Yeah. Have you seen the Norm video where he Stalin was just as bad as the Holocaust?
Yeah.
That is the funniest, like, 7 minutes on YouTube. It's so good. Because
it's funny
because
you can watch, there's a lot of Norm on
there
YouTube.
There is almost everything he's ever done is all on YouTube.
Yeah. I was like, one night I was just watching it for probably 3 or 4 hours. Like, because the next video up is more Norm and it's a different clip than you saw before. And it's constant. He's done so much shit. But it's like, because
you can just listen to him talk for hours.
Right.
And you know what's hilarious is I've never seen his Norm Macdonald live. I've never seen it. Ever. I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that either.
But I've seen so much of it. Like, I've never gone out to watch Norm
You've
Macdonald
basically
live,
seen it.
But I've seen all of Norm Macdonald live.
Yeah. Cumulatively.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comedy's an interesting thing. It's definitely fucking... it's growing. I think more people are getting into it, which is good for comedy. It's also like weird because you can't really crown a king nowadays. Like there's back in the day, like you said, there was like 3 or 4 guys that like were really fucking big. But now it's like there's a lot of guys that are really fucking good.
I think the consensus is probably Bill Burr.
Probably. I would say
it's probably, it's either Bill Burr or now that Dave Chappelle is back. I see a lot of people saying Dave Chappelle is the best.
Yeah, for me, it's like Chappelle, Burr, and Segura are like top three.
And I think Louis C.K., even after all the controversy, he still, he's back full time.
For sure. There's no way he really drops off that much.
Because the people that like Louis C.K. don't care.
They're still going to go.
Nobody cares, really. You know, we've talked about it before.
That's the thing. No one cares about any of these things, it seems like. There's a few people that do, and the few people are the vocal minority there on Twitter. And those are the people that are retweeting each
other. They're the people that
other.
Have no idea who he is either.
Yeah.
They'll be,
because the people that want to bitch about it are the people that are going to bitch about it. The other people are just going to like it. And it's like you only go on Twitter to tweet about shit you don't like. You don't go on there and tweet about like how great this was and this was. Most people don't.
Yeah, that's very true.
You only go on there to bitch about something. That's what people do, and then that's the shit that fucking catches on. It's just fucking, it's really just social media. It's what it comes down to. The way people use it. It's not that social media is a bad thing.
No.
It's definitely not. It's that social media is used by people in a fucking shit way.
I think when it first came out, it was amazing.
It was great. And, even and now, MySpace.
Yeah, and now it's gotten to a point where... Because back in the day, it was like, if you were on social media, it's because you wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know? When now, MySpace first came out, and what was the other one? LiveJournal? Right?
Yeah, you would use like AIM.
I was on Newgrounds. Like, I remember Newgrounds was like a close-knit community. Mm-hmm. You know, there was only like, I think there were a couple hundred thousand people on there.
Yeah.
But, you know.
When Jack Dorsey was on Rogan's podcast, he was talking about how they used AIM as the inspiration for Twitter, not MySpace. Because it was, like, they would look at the away messages that everybody would used to use. And they were like, well, what if we could just have everybody's away messages as statuses and just they pop up subsequently?
Yeah.
And that's really what caught on.
Yeah, holy shit. Yeah.
That's what it was. Everybody loved having their fucking away messages and shit. And MySpace was cool because you could customize it and have your own music on it and
shit. It was your space.
Right. And people could go to it and be like, hey, what kind of music is this person listening to? And it plays it immediately.
And Facebook was good because it was a way for people to reconnect.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people use it for, is staying connected with even just their family in general.
Yeah. And then you have, you know.
But Twitter is so fucking, it's broad. It's so broad that anybody can interact with anybody, whether you're friends with them or not. They can fucking, can just search a hashtag and see all this conversation about one specific thing and then throw out their fucking opinion. And it kind of gets lost in the shuffle, too. A lot of the time, because there's so much fucking going on Twitter.
And then a lot of people, like Twitter and Instagram, they feel connected to like celebrities and stars.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's like, oh,
you can interact with them fast.
You can.
I mean, Matt Mercer was retweeting Brian there or whatever. Not, he responded to Brian when Brian was doing his first D&D session.
Yeah, which is crazy. Which is the good thing about social media. But the bad thing is that lost in the, you know, somebody like Brian being able to communicate with somebody he looks up to, you got 10 people talking shit to people that they look down upon.
Yes. Yeah. That's a lot of the thing too, is like, you can just go on and talk shit to whoever you want. Facebook is different in that it's gonna, you're only seeing who you actually care about. It's another part. That's another problem.
And that's why I don't really post on Facebook much anymore. It was a lot more fun when it was like me and a couple hundred of people that I went to high school with.
Yeah.
And I really only communicated with people to either fuck with them or to like talk to.
Yeah.
And then it became everybody's on it. All your family's on it.
Yeah. And MySpace was harder to do this with because it was comments. You'd leave a comment and then there's, that would be it. Like, there was no dialogue in the comments. It was like, you leave it on their page and they can't really respond to it unless they go leave you a comment.
Yeah.
So it was fucking kind of weird. That's why AIM was like, it was instant and it was...
Yeah, I was going to say, MySpace was weird because you didn't have statuses. You had, like, posts, right?
Yeah. I don't even know if you had posts.
I remember posting pictures, and I remember posting songs.
Yeah, but you'd have to put them on your page is what you had to do. So it wasn't, there was no feed. There was no like news feed.
No, you had to look at other people's feeds.
Yeah, you had to literally go to them.
Yeah.
So, which I guess is cool. I mean, it's like, it's more focused for sure.
Definitely more stalkery.
Yeah.
But then you could block, you could pick and choose who could look at your shit. You had to have the Fave Five.
Right.
Or the, was it the top eight?
Yeah. But you could have, you could get it so that.
I had like a top 50. Yeah. It's hilarious. I loved Newgrounds though. Newgrounds was great. That was a fun one. You know, cause you could, you, they had, you know, flash games, flash movies, art, music.
Yeah, there was a lot of shit.
You could comment on it. They had blogs, or not blogs, discussion boards.
Well, that was the thing. It was like, was individual websites that you would go to. Nowadays, it's all in one spot. Yeah.
Like, you know, you could go to a Newgrounds page and be like, oh, I'm going to talk to this. I'm going to send OniNG a comment saying, hey, I really liked your video.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd be like, you know, thanks.
And yeah, and then once YouTube came up, it was like everything was in YouTube. And it just seemed like nowadays it's like the only time you go to like an official website is when you're looking up something very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's all usually in one spot, which is kind of fucking ridiculous. It's a monopoly in these.
I found too, the only times I'm on YouTube is when I'm on something that's not a computer. You know, if I'm on my computer, I'm going to go to redlettermedia.com and watch their videos directly on their website.
Yeah. I don't find myself going into YouTube rabbit holes on the computer. It's usually on my phone.
It's usually like I'll fucking put something on YouTube and go to bed, and then I'll wake up and it'll be something crazy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Okay. Yeah, let's take a break.
We're at like an hour and 20, aren't we?
Yeah. It's kind of abrupt, but we'll... ClearShotsPodcast.com is where you'll find links to everything we do. You can check us out on Twitter at ClearShotsPod. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on Periscope for live videos. If you have anything you want to ask us, send us an email at ClearShotsPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.